Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Job 38, the verses 31 to 38. Job chapter 38, the verses 31 to 38. Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades? Can you loosen Orion's belt? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with its cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with the flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, "Here we are"? Who gives the ibis wisdom, or gives the rooster understanding? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens when the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together? My theme for reflection is when the stars remind us who is in charge. When the stars remind us who is in charge. I once tried to assemble a complex model aeroplane as a child. The instructions were cryptic, the pieces tiny, and after hours of frustration, I ended up with a loop-sided mess that could barely sit on the table, let alone fly. I remember staring at it in disbelief and thinking, "How do people make this look so easy?" That helpless feeling comes to mind when reading God's words to Job. Only this time, the model in question is not a toy. It is the universe itself. In Job 38, 31 to 38, God invites Job to consider the night sky, a canvas that has inspired awe across every generation. Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades, or loose the cords of Orion? The constellations Job gazed upon, the same ones we see on clear nights, become a divine object lesson. Job had demanded answers to the mystery of his suffering. God responds with questions that pull Job's eyes from his pain to the heavens. The point is clear. Job cannot manage the stars, guide the clouds, or command the lightning. God alone holds that power. Theologian Karl Barth once wrote, "God is known in his hiddenness and hidden in his revelation." We see something of God's mind in creation, yet we stand baffled by its depths. Even with our modern technology, we still cannot fully comprehend the laws that govern the stars, the rains, or even the forces that shape our daily lives. We are reminded, as Job was, that our control is an illusion. This is not divine mockery, it is divine mercy. Job's grief had shrunk his world down to his own suffering. God's questions stretch Job's view back outward to wonder and trust. There is comfort in realizing we are not in control and we were never meant to be. The same God who commands the stars commands the seasons of our lives. As Charles Spurgeon reflected, "When the Holy Spirit sheds abroad his delights in the soul, none can disturb. God wills it, and so it must be." In a world where we scramble for certainty, predictability, and power, these verses call us to humility and peace. We don't command the lightning or direct the constellations, but we know the one who does. The ultimate proof of his care came not in answers, but in his presence. Jesus, the one through whom all things were made, stepped into our fragile world to share our burdens, walk under our same stars, and to show us the character of the Creator. So when life feels chaotic and we long for control, maybe it is time to look up. The stars still shine by his hand. The clouds still move at his bidding. and in the same way our lives remain safely within his grasp, there are two questions for reflection. Number one, when I feel powerless or out of control, how can I remind myself of God's sovereignty over creation and my life? Number two, in what ways do I try to bind the stars in my life, seeking control where I should instead seek trust? And now our practical exercise for the day. Tonight or in the early morning, step outside and look at the sky. As you see the stars or clouds, take a moment to silently acknowledge God's power over them and surrender one personal worry to his care. Sovereign Creator who commands the stars and sends the rains, we confess our restless need for control. Teach us to release our grip and trust you more deeply. May we find comfort in knowing that the same hand that holds Orion holds us. Through Jesus Christ, the bright morning star, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.